With the release of the weekly energy data showing a surprise build in crude oil and with midday weather models continuing to show widespread relief this weekend for parched areas of the eastern bean belt, lead month soybeans went from trying to make new two-week highs to taking out Tuesday's lows. November slipped back below technical support of 985. This is going to be a key price to watch in today's close, in my opinion. Meanwhile, soy was following the crude price trend. Feed grains have actually found a little extra boost. This makes sense given many in the trade this week have likely bought soy and sold feed grains. Seems to be the trade that the USDA pre-USDA report brings about by the traders. It's not all bad news in spread trade, however, today. We've also seen fresh corn export sales to Mexico. We've seen the U.S. dollar index fall back below its 200-day moving average. So with European wheat closing about 1.5% higher on the day, let's see if the wheat can't find some additional short covering. Please remember there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. This is Mike Zuzulo. Have a good day.